Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise be to God. We're going to continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Luke, chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 19. Now, I will be reading this particular verse from the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth. All right, Luke 10, 19. And this is from his translation. It says, I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot, and to trample on all the power of the enemy, and in no case shall anything do you harm. Now, the word power in this particular verse is mentioned twice. And two different words are found in the original Greek, what Jesus actually was saying. It says, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, the serpents and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the power of the devil, demons, evil spirits, and all his cohorts. As believers, we realize that we've got authority over them. Now, let me rephrase that. As believers, we should know and realize that we got authority over them. Amen? Now, the question is, what is authority? Well, authority is delegated power. It is power that has been delegated to you by someone of authority. Now, let's continue where we left off last week, because we found out that many Christians know nothing about the authority of the believer. They really don't believe we have any authority. They believe they must go through life being dominated by the devil, living on barely get along street. They magnify the devil more than they do God. We need to be delivered from the bondage of death and walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Let me repeat that. We need to be delivered from the bondage of death and walk in the newness of life. We are not at the cross. We died with Christ, correct. But he has raised us up together with him. Glory to God. Learn how to take your position of authority. The throne of God is the right hand of his power and is the center of the power of the whole universe. The power to exercise that authority was given to the resurrected Lord. Amen. Now, please go with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 1. Now, I'm going to read this particular scripture from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. And please go to verse number 13. And it says, "And God never said to an angel, as he did to his son, 'Sit in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet.'" Christ, with his resurrected physical body, is there in complete display and in full possession of his rights, awaiting the God's time when his enemies shall be made his footstools. Amen. Because they are going to be made his footstools. They will be totally under his feet. The elevation of the church with him into the heavenly realm points to the fact that we are to sit with him, sharing not only his throne, but also his authority. Amen. That authority belongs to us, the church, the body of Christ. Now, please go with me to Romans chapter 5. Again, that's Romans chapter 5. And we're going to read verse number 17. Romans 5, 17. Now, we must understand why Paul wrote this verse. And it says, "The sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over us. But all who receive God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. That authority belongs to you. We, the body of Christ, are to reign as kings in life by Christ Jesus. Amen. That authority, is it not? That is authority. Hallelujah. Whatever the king declared, it was law. He was the last authority. We are to partake of the authority that Christ's throne represents. Amen. Let me repeat that. We are to partake of the authority that Christ's throne represents. Some of us have exercised that authority over the power of the air more than others, because we have a little more spiritual comprehension. But God, amen, wants all of us to have that spiritual comprehension. He is not a respecter of person. What he does for one, he's obligated by his word to do for another. Otherwise, he is not God. The Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1, 15 through 23, prayed through the Apostle Paul that we all might have wisdom, understanding, and authority over Satan and his demonic powers and the problems they present through their constant deception and manipulation of man's mind. One of the most difficult things, it seems, for the church is to stay balanced. We have a problem in staying focused and balanced on the Word of God. You can take any circumstance, including the authority of the believer, take it to the extreme, and it becomes harmful and cease to bless. Remember Jim Jones? He was once saved, as far as I understand, was a believer. Then he began studying these very scriptures, what we have been studying. He reasoned, if we are Christ, then I am Christ. Christ is God, so I am God. So instead of following the scriptures, he founded a cult and became very popular. The people began worshiping him rather than the Christ. And you know what happened to that? He sent all those people to South America, and tragically, many of them died. It is easy to fall into a ditch on either side of the road, into excess, into fire, and extremes. Let's go down the middle of the road and maintain balance, spiritual balance. And the way we do that is constantly staying in the truth, the Word of God. Now, there was a Scotsman named John Alexander Dowie who received revelation regarding divine healing while he ministered before the turn of the century in Australia. And he crossed the ocean many times during his lifetime. Now, during his travels, he encountered many storms, but he said every time a storm came up, he did what Jesus did. He rebuked the storm, and it always ceased. Let me repeat that, because I don't make sure that didn't go past you. Here's a man that crossed the ocean many times on his way ministering. And he said during his travel, he encountered many storms. But he said every time a storm came up, he did what Jesus did. He rebuked the storm and it always ceased. Amen. He said it always ceased. Now, we should not be amazed by Brother Dowie's testimony, because Jesus said in John 14, 12, he says, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Amen. Do you believe that? There is always someone who wants to know what the greater works are. Let's just do the works Jesus did first and then think about the greater works. Amen? But I want you to, I don't want this to get past you. Here's a man that spoke to the waves and the storm and everything ceased. And we have to understand, as believers, we have that same authority. Remember, Jesus says, all things are possible to him that believe. All things. So that's nothing left out of that. That's even me rebuking the storms. Hallelujah. Jesus never said that only a few would do these works. He never said that only the white folks would do these works, or the black folks would do these works, or the Mexicans would do this work, or the Chinese, or the Japanese, or the Koreans, etc., etc., etc. No. He said those who believe on him will do these works. Amen. So my question is, do you believe? Do you believe that the works that Jesus done or did, you will do also, even greater than him? Go with me now to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. That's why I believe a lot of the conditions in our society, we have those problems because we don't believe and we don't take our authority as Christians, as believers. Amen. If we really knew our authority, half the problems that we see here in this country or in the world, we wouldn't have them. Amen. We wouldn't have them because we're just not taking our position as believers. The authority that has been given, bestowed upon us by Christ, we are not using that authority. Now, Mark 16, and we're going to read verses 14 through 18. Amen. And it says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, we're talking about the works that Jesus did. Amen. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And then here's the most important thing he says, and these signs will follow those who believe. These signs will follow. And he named some of them. He said, they will cast out demons. Hallelujah. He says they will speak with new tongues or new languages. So also we can put in there, they will speak to the winds, to the waves. Amen. They will raise up the dead according to the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. Who believe. You have to believe the word of God. That you have that authority invested in you by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But unfortunately, there are many in the body of Christ, in the church, that have been taught, you can't do these signs. You can't do these. Well, my question is, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of Christ Jesus or the report of some church doctrine? Well, I've chosen to believe the word of God. Amen. In understanding our authority, we must understand how to break the power of the devil. Hallelujah. And you're going to never be able to break the power of the devil if you don't understand your authority, your position in Christ. Hallelujah. Now go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And let's read verse number 12. Ephesians 6, 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Now, God's word teaches us that these evil spirits are fallen angels. Remember, in a past teaching, we said that when Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, a third of his angels went with him. These are some of these principalities, the darkness, the rulers of the darkness of this age. These are some of these fallen angels that we're speaking about here. It says, God's word teaches us that these evil spirits are fallen angels who have been dethroned by Lord Jesus Christ. Our interaction with these demons should be with the knowledge that God has already defeated them. Let me repeat that. It says our interaction with these demons should be with the knowledge that Jesus has already defeated them and you have authority over them. Hallelujah. Now go with me to the book of Colossians chapter 2. The book of Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to read verse number 15. And it says, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them." Amen. So we see Jesus, he made a public a spectacle of them. In other words, he pulled the coattails off them. He let them know who really was the boss. Amen. He said he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. We have to understand Adam's treasons. We have to understand what Adam did. God's original plan was for the earth, and the fullness, therefore, was for Adam to have dominion over all the works of his hands. In other words, Adam was to be the god of this world. But Adam committed high treason and sold out to Satan. And Satan, through Adam, became the god of this world. Adam, now listen, Adam did not have the moral right to commit treason, but he had the legal right to do so because God had given him dominion over everything. Now, Satan has a right to be here and be the god of this world until Adam's lease run out. Amen. Satan had the right to rule over us until we become new creatures and got into the body of Christ, as we see in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. And it says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has delivered us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." Amen, amen. That is why Satan has no right to rule over us or have dominion over us. Yet, the average Christian has more faith in Satan's authority and power than in God's. The Bible talks about the first man, Adam, but also about the second Adam, Jesus Christ, who becomes our substitute. Please go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible talks about the first man, Adam, but also about the second Adam, Jesus Christ. So 1 Corinthians 15:45, he, Jesus, is called the last Adam. And in verse 47, he, Jesus, is called the second man. All that Jesus did, he did for us. Amen. Everything he did for us. We have the authority now as believers. But many people believe we can't have much of anything now. They think Satan's running everything down here. We must remember, although we are in this world, we are not of this world. Satan's running a lot of what is here on earth, but he's not running me, nor is he running you. He's not running the church. He's not dominating us. We can dominate him. We have authority over him. Well, you know what? The clock on the wall is telling me my time is just about up. But please, let me invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us every week if you would like. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.